cartels use animal tranquilizer produced in China to make fentanyl more addictive. Metatomidine, a powerful animal sedative used by veterinarians, is fast becoming the adulterant of choice for drug cartels pushing fentanyl on American streets. Also known as rhinotranq, metatomidine is showing up more frequently than its cousin xylazine, a pain reliever, in the illicit drug supply in places such as New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago, according to public health alerts. Neither metatomidine nor xylazine are opioids, but both are frequently added to fentanyl to extend its effect, according to public health officials. Metatomidine, which relieves pain, decreases the heart rate while sedated, and can cause hallucinations, is not approved for human use. It is mainly produced in China. It is so potent that it can keep people unconscious for hours. Metatomidine does not respond to naloxone, which is used to reverse the potentially deadly respiratory depression caused by opioids or their synthetic substitutes, such as fentanyl. Not only is metatomidine up to 200 times more powerful than xylazine, but it also causes life-threatening withdrawal symptoms once it wears off, such as rapid heartbeat and dangerous blood pressure levels, according to the Philadelphia Department of Public Health. Metatomidine impacts the central nervous system and can lead to extreme vomiting and high blood pressure, potentially requiring ICU care, New York State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald said in a health alert issued for metatomidine in December 2025. Rise of metatomidine. For the families of fentanyl victims, metatomidine represents the latest deadly twist. It's like, now there's another synthetic, and I've got to learn how to pronounce it. It's absolute insanity. And they all start in China, April Babcock, whose son died from fentanyl overdose 7 years ago this January 26, told the Epoch Times. Likewise, the rise of metatomidine is a troubling trend for law enforcement. Frank Tarantino, Associate Chief of Operations for the Drug Enforcement Administration's Northeast Region, said metatomidine is cheaper and more potent than xylazine, so distributors use it to maximize profits. What we have seen here in New York, which is pretty consistent with what we're seeing throughout the country, is an increase in the use of other types of synthetics, like metatomidine, he told the Epoch Times. The DEA's 9 labs across the country have seen a sharp increase in metatomidine. The animal tranquilizer was detected in 72 seized drug exhibits in 2024, a figure that increased to 1,082 in 2025, Tarantino said, adding most of the metatomidine was found mixed with fentanyl. New to the street. Metatomidine first began appearing in illicit street drugs in Maryland in 2022 before spreading to Pennsylvania, Illinois, California, and beyond. In late 2024 and into 2025, health alerts regarding the drug were issued in states including West Virginia, Minnesota, and New York. The drug emerged as a significant threat in 2024. In May 2024, Chicago Emergency Medical Services were dispatched 50 times in a single day for a suspected cluster of opioid overdoses, about twice the daily rate, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Hospitals reported that users did not fully respond to naloxone and had slow heart rates. The CDC investigation of the Chicago overdose cluster from May 11 to 17, 2024, found 12 confirmed, 26 probable, and 140 suspected overdose cases involving metatomidine, with one death reported. In Pennsylvania, between May and November 2024, the percentage of illicit drugs containing metatomidine increased from 29% to 87%, while xylazine showed a similar decrease, according to the Philadelphia Department of Public Health. Toxicology testing by Philadelphia's Medical Examiner's Office over a 7-month period in 2024 detected metatomidine in the systems of 46 people who died of overdose. Likewise, tests also detect fentanyl in their systems. About 2 months ago, West Virginia, the epicenter of the fentanyl crisis, dealt with a similar cluster of overdose calls, according to Dr. Stephen Lloyd, director of West Virginia's Office of Drug Control Policy. He told the Epoch Times that Charleston was hit hard with 45 overdoses involving metatomidine. The killer out there is fentanyl. This time we didn't lose anybody, Lloyd said. But metatomidine makes things more complicated. Todd Davies, Associate Director of Research and Development at Marshall University in West Virginia, said metatomidine is stronger than xylazine and produces heavy sedation, but it doesn't depress the body's respiratory system like fentanyl does. In West Virginia, health officials have seen cases where people who are unconscious from metatomidine mixed with fentanyl have gotten up and moved around in an agitated state after naloxone was administered, he said. A cocktail of metatomidine and fentanyl could potentially be more deadly than xylazine without medical intervention, depending on the potency of the fentanyl, Davies said. However, the combination is so new that there's not enough data to say. The low blood pressure and heart rate associated with metatomidine can rise once the drug wears off, potentially causing extreme withdrawal symptoms. Synthetic nightmare. After her son's death, Babcock founded the nonprofit Lost Voices of Fentanyl, which has a Facebook following of almost 47,000. So far, metatomidine is still relatively unknown to parents, she said, but it doesn't surprise her that a new drug is replacing the more familiar xylazine. It's the opioids and their synthetic versions, such as fentanyl, that keep users hooked and coming back for more, she said. From 2019 through 2024, nearly 570,000 Americans have died from drug overdoses, mostly from synthetic opioids, according to the CDC. President Donald Trump has made tackling the fentanyl crisis a signature issue of his administration, moving to impose fentanyl-related tariffs on China, Mexico, and Canada while declaring Mexican cartels terrorist organizations. There's no doubt that America's adversaries are trafficking fentanyl into the United States, in part because they want to kill Americans, Trump said in December 2025 when he declared fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. Babcock said it's hard to understand why yet another street drug, potentially making fentanyl even more deadly, is allowed to get a foothold in the country. They all start as pharmaceuticals in China, she noted. So I knew the crackdown on the fentanyl and the precursors for fentanyl, but what about all these other crazy synthetics? China supply line. Metatomidine is 100% supplied by and enabled by the cartels as a way to increase profit, Tarantino said. The tranquilizer's low cost and higher potency allow distributors to use less than xylazine, he said, adding that the drug is being produced in China and India. The synthetics that are killing Americans are coming from these two countries, predominantly, as well as the precursor chemicals, he said. What's alarming is the number one exporter of metatomidine is China, and the number one importer is the United States, he said. In early 2016, fentanyl became a major threat to the United States. High-level meetings involving Beijing and Washington prompted China to make fentanyl illegal to produce and distribute inside the country in 2019, Tarantino said. But soon after, the precursor fentanyl chemicals began showing up in Mexico, where they were then synthesized into fentanyl and trafficked into the United States, he said. Likewise, other synthetic drugs such as nitazenes, synthetic opioids, and drugs like metatomidine started being produced illicitly and smuggled out of China into the United States. I mean, there's no doubt that this is being weaponized in a way to, number one, make money, Tarantino said. The rise of metatomidine highlights the complexity of drug enforcement in an ever-changing landscape, he said. On December 19, 2025, New York State issued its own metatomidine health alert. The New York State Department of Health, which monitors illicit drugs, found metatomidine in 37% of the samples of opioids tested in 2025, up from just 4% in May 2024. In July 2025, almost 15% of seized drugs analyzed in the Northeast DEA lab contained metatomidine. Within the last 90 days, tests have shown metatomidine present in 32% of the drugs tested, Tarantino said. Metatomidine is mainly found in powder form when mixed with other drugs, primarily fentanyl, he said. While the New York alert said only a few cases of hospitalization for withdrawal had been reported so far, Tarantino said it's too early to get the full picture of the drug's contribution to overdose deaths in the state. Opioid deaths down. While drugs such as methamphetamine are showing up in overdose deaths, overall, those attributed to synthetic opioids are down across the country, Tarantino noted. Drug overdose deaths, mainly attributed to fentanyl, decreased by some 25% across the country from February 2024 to January 2025, according to provisional data from the CDC. Pressure on fentanyl production and distribution could be part of the reason why, he said. A new study examining the drop in opioid overdose deaths suggests that the decrease is due to a disruption in the supply chain of fentanyl precursor chemicals from China. Over the past 6 months, the potency of illicit drugs has dropped, including pills laced with fentanyl and sold as Xanax and Adderall on the street. Tarantino said 70% of pills laced with fentanyl were found to be lethal over the past few years, but now that's dropped to less than 30%. He said the DEA's Operation Fentanyl Free America is a program aimed at disrupting the fentanyl supply chain, reducing its availability. This is an effort to attack the entire illicit supply chain and to hold those people accountable. Our priority is the community and the citizens of the United States, he said.